Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight, Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Hour 2 of Wake Up Memphis on a Monday, August 17th. Grab your mask for your child. It's back to school this morning for students in DeSoto County, Germantown, and Bartlett, Collierville, and Arlington. A combo platter of in-class and virtual learning because of coronavirus. Smooth sailing this morning or absolute chaos? We will find out. And more than a dozen people shot over the weekend here in Memphis, at least five of them killed. Mike Williams joining me. Are you just numb to all this violence? And on a national note, the Dems kicking off their virtual convention in Milwaukee as President Trump mourning the loss of his brother. But first, your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hi, my name is Addison, and I'm a graduating senior at Briarcrest. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
Memphis police say seven vehicles were burglarized and three were hit by gunfire. Thankfully, no one was hurt. But Fire Station 41 wasn't the only target. Three other stations across the city were hit.
That is WREG Quamitra Wilborn there. Thank you for that report about the firefighter cars. I urge everyone to go to the Mighty 990 Facebook page after the show is over and hear from the Memphis President of the Firefighters Association, my interview with Thomas Malone from the top of our first hour here at 6 a.m. He says that it tears at him, literally his words, it tears at him that the heroes of the fire department here in Memphis working full day shifts to protect the people, and then after a 24-hour shift, they come out to their car and find broken windows and cars shot up and their stuff stolen, one car stolen. And now, after the fact, we've got to spend all this money, put up the crime cameras, have someone drop them off so their cars aren't stolen. Where is the respect in our city for the men and women of the fire department and the police department? 7:08 here at Wake Up Memphis. Joining me right now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line, good friend of this show, Mike Williams, behind the badge, who you hear on KWAM Weekend. Mike, good morning to you. I want to just put it right out there to you, our question of the day. Are we numb to the violence?
You know, this is a topic of discussion all over the city of Memphis. Are we numb to violence? I think these young people are numb to violence. I also think that those individuals that are making decisions are also numb to violence, because that's not the topic of discussion for those that have the ability to possibly affect change. You know, it goes all the way back to the mood or the atmosphere that has been set all across the country. They're not just having these problems here in the city of Memphis. They're having them in a lot of large metropolitan inner city areas. And yes, I think we have become numb to the violence.
901-260-5926. Have you become numb to the violence? You know, people, Mike, are joining on the Mighty 990 Facebook page and saying, oh, hey, yeah, it looks like Memphis had a lot of shootings, Chicago having a lighter weekend. I mean, we're at the point We are taking our big cities in America, New York City, at least 76 hurt, 14 dead. Philadelphia, 5 dead. In Chicago, at least 22 hurt, 5 dead. Cincinnati, Ohio, 18 hurt, 3 dead. And you hear these numbers, Mike, right? Here in Memphis, more than a dozen people shot, 5 killed. You've got this 24-year-old shooting and killing his father, and then the police take him down to the interrogation room, and he admits he did it. I mean, there is just no, let me find the words, no moral compass anymore in the community. Like, pick up a book. Put on your TV, get out of the gangbanger, the lifestyle. I mean, this has become a lifestyle where you're shooting someone, you're killing people. They shot that little boy, the five-year-old, in the back of the head. Now, you know, $700,000 has been raised for the family. Money's not going to bring them back, Mike.
No, it's not. And, you know, we talked about this. We've talked about this. In 2013, we put billboards up in this city that says, "Danger, do not enter. Enter at your own risk." And a lot of people were very, very, very upset at us because of that. But we were predicting what the future held for the city of Memphis if, in fact, the powers that be did not take heed to our warning. They were doing all kinds of things in the inner city at that time when it came to devaluing people in the inner city, believe it or not. And because of that, you have a high illiteracy rate, you have a high poverty rate, you have a high you name it, it's here in the city of Memphis. We go for all of the number one positions all across the country and in every area. And this is the result of that. But you also have the breakdown of the family structure. You have parents that are not involved in the children's lives. They're trying to be their children's friends as opposed to being those individuals that monitor and hold them accountable for what they do. These young kids are out here raising themselves. Robin, you can get with some of these 13, 14, 15-year-olds, and they don't feel as though they're going to make it till they're 24, 25. So they're living life on the edge, unfortunately. And then you just see it in society, whereas a lot of them just don't care. And with the advent of what happened to George Floyd, unfortunately, it created an environment to whereas even law enforcement hands are kind of tied, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then you have people that are promoting, you know, well, you don't be so harsh and don't hold them accountable. And
oh yeah, you know. keep the enabling mm-hmm. going, Mike. I mean, look, mm-hmm. let's pick one shooting. So you've got let's focus in on just one here. So you've got this guy arrested, 24 years old, accused of killing his father after mm-hmm. deadly shooting in South Memphis. This is the headline mm-hmm. everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. the Memphis police say that the man, and this is just one instance over since Friday. He shot and killed his dad. Daddy is found dead, sitting on the couch, okay? Mm-hmm. Gunshot wounds. And then they take this guy back, lock him up, put him in the car, handcuffs and all. And then he reportedly gives a confession stating he shot and killed his father, Patrick. What, because he mm-hmm. asked him for money? He wanted to go out and do whatever. They had an argument. So you shoot your father while he's sitting on the couch, and now he's mm-hmm. dead? What's his consequence, Mr. Mike?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably going to go to jail for a very long time. And that's what's happening to a lot of these young people. You know, and just like, you know, you have city council people want to name Poplar between Front Street and Danny Thomas, Black Lives Matter Way or something. And it's kind of like they're upset at the system. Even the city council person, they're saying that the system is holding black people down and it's against black people and all of that. And don't get me wrong. You know, I think that there have been systems in place that may have not been conducive to positive outcomes when it comes to a lot of people. But at the same token, it's kind of like, hold up, stop. Individuals have to take responsibility for the things that they do. They have a choice. You know, they talk about poverty. Yes, there is a lot of poverty, but I grew up in poverty. But I didn't make the choice to go out and do something negative because I grew up in poverty. I made the choice to go out and better my life, to better the future for my children and my family and different things like that. There are choices that people have the ability to make. And you have to be held accountable for the choices that you make. You can either make a choice to do something good or you can make a choice to do something bad. And if, in fact, you pick the wrong choice, then you have to be held accountable, because if
Absolutely.
Not, then society suffers.
Absolutely. There is no reason why that father should be dead sitting on the couch. As we hit 7:16 here, Mike, before I have to let you go, just an update on the missing mom. Friday after the show, we heard from the chief of police, the investigators over in Kansas, where the missing mom, Mary Lane Carter, and she, you know, we had all these searches here under the bridge by I-55. The police now say, in our remaining minute here, Mike, that they do not suspect a criminal act in her disappearance. That's as per the Kansas police. Are you hearing anything from Memphis PD about this?
No, I have not. There's so much going on here in the city of Memphis. And like we talked about on Friday, in regards to her, there is multiple agencies that definitely are looking for her in this area. And to my knowledge, nobody has found anything yet. But I don't know, because I'm not necessarily inside those investigations and I don't have privy to the information.
Yeah, I just got a bunch of texts. People were asking me to ask you. And of course, it was on my rundown on the show sheet. So we always depend on you, Mike, for all the latest information. We so appreciate your insight. And I think that the young people here in the city, you have an incredible story. And I, for one, really respect some of the things that you, like you say, you grew up in poverty, and look at all the amazing things that you've done today and how you are raising your daughter. And I think that your story and having you on here as we do every Monday and on KWAM weekend, you are such a gift to our city, Mike Williams. And I so appreciate you here and your wisdom on Wake Up Memphis.
Thank you so much, Robin. That means a lot coming from you. It really does.
You have a safe week, my friend. 7:18 here, Mike Williams behind the badge. Please do not forget to check him out on his Saturday show. It is an amazing, amazing program. 901-260-5926. Are you numb to all the violence that Mike and I have just discussed? We're going to lighten up the mood this morning as you take the kids to school. Kenny Bozak running our board this morning, doing a fine job. Miss Grace Baker answering your calls, getting our guests on the air. We're rolling the credits, Kenny, as they say at the end of the movie. I always like everyone to know who's working behind the scenes. Let me ask you this, Kenny. Can you hit our Trivia 2 question that you came up with? This is a great one for a Monday.
The answer is yes. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
What's your favorite watering hole, Kenny, when bars were open?
I can't remember. That was so long ago.
Wasn't it? You don't even have to drink. I just like to go to a bar and sit there and chat up people. But, oh, no, can't do that anymore. So tell us about the trivia question.
Oh, okay. Move on to that. Okay. Cheers. You're hearing the theme, of course, to Cheers. It's an old favorite sitcom. In what city was the Cheers bar? So all you got to tell us is, where was Cheers in the TV show? Where was it located? And we will set you up with a Todd Starnes autographed book from the KWAM Prize Closet. And if you know the answer, and you got to know the answer, 901 901-260-5926. 901-260-5926. Grace is anxious to take your call and give you a Todd Starnes autograph book. All you got to do is tell us where Cheers was based. What city?
Okay, that's a good one. 719. We'll be right back here with more of Wake Up Memphis.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Roger Ailes was the original culture warrior. God and country, American sovereignty, those were not just talking points to Roger. It was the ideology that he lived by and values that governed what we did at Fox News. And that's why you need to watch Man in the Arena, a powerful film about Roger's life, the founder of Fox News Channel, featuring John Voight, Rudy Giuliani, and President Trump. Watch Man in the Arena to see how Roger Ailes saved America. ManInTheArena.com. That's ManInTheArena.com.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Did Jesus promise to return within the first century generation? Discover why atheists, Muslims, Jews, and even some Christians believe that Jesus is a liar and the Bible is false. Join William Bell for discussion on the end times and Bible prophecy on the All Things Fulfilled Eschatology broadcast Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KWAM 990 and FM 107.9. Listen on Facebook at KWAM The Voice.
Regardless of one's age, there are living heritages, experiences, and memories to share. Be sure to remember elderly family members, friends, and neighbors by helping with chores, shopping, or with a simple visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference in their lives. This message is from your good friends at Allenbrook Healthcare Center at 3933 Allenbrook Cove in Memphis. For the best in care, call 901-795-2444. The August edition of The Best Times is now available on your newsstand. This month, we highlight the newly remodeled Theater Memphis, the history of food processing in Memphis, and how you can make a delicious but healthy summer salad. You don't want to miss this issue. It's available at over 350 locations throughout the Mid-South, including all CVS pharmacies, all libraries, health clubs, and more. Pick up your copy of The Best Times today. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, Memphis. Todd Starnes here, and I want to tell you about my friend Mike Lindell. He is a great American and a sleep genius. I've been sleeping with MyPillow for a month now, and it's revolutionized my bedtime. I hit that pillow, I don't wake up till morning. And MyPillow has an incredible offer for listeners of the Mighty 990. Buy one, get one free pricing on pillows, roll and go anywhere pillows. All you have to do is go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire order ships free. That's right, free. And you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. So don't miss this incredible opportunity just for listeners of the Mighty 990. Buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and many other quality products. American-made pillows that even President Trump uses. Call 1-800-839-8506 or go to the Radio Listener special page at MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
I always like to go where everybody knows my name when I go out to eat. 7:24 here this morning on Wake Up Memphis on a Monday morning. Mr. Kenny Bozak running our board. Kenny, let's hit the trivia. Somebody's going to know the answer to this. This is a pretty easy one, right?
I think
you
so,
came up
yes.
With this. You came up with this one.
Cheers, a very popular sitcom. And all we're asking to get that Todd Starnes autographed book is, in what city was the Cheers bar? That's all you got to tell us at 901-260-5926. A lot of people think, I never win anything. I never win contests. Well, here you go. Call us at 901-260-5926. You get the Todd Starnes autographed book. What city was Cheers based in? That's all you got to
tell
us.
And also, the book is a great, great read. The city where Cheers is in, I went there last summer on a trip. It's a little north. We're not going to give it away yet because someone's going to know. But, you know, think about this. In the age of coronavirus, you can't even go to your local restaurant and sit at the bar, even if you're not a drinker. You don't have to be a drinker of alcohol to sit at a bar. I always like to sit at the bar because that's where all the good conversation takes place. And you meet new people, but you're not meeting them if you have a mask on and you're sitting, you know, 6 feet away. It's just our whole society has just so changed, Kenny.
Yes, ma'am. There's a place where I'd go and play trivia all the time. In Cordova, just a delightful place. And of course, they're back open, I believe, with all the appropriate masks and social distancing. But trivia, when's that ever going to come back? Not anytime soon, I don't think.
The only place you get trivia is right here on Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty990.com, right? Exactly.
Yes.
Listening to us streaming live. Miss Grace Baker, what's on your mind? You've been getting into the weeds and all these different news stories. There's one that caught your ear this morning.
Fire tornadoes, Robin. We've reached a new level of Jumanji.
Oh, no. Tell us, please. Do tell. Do describe.
Well, in California on Saturday, they issued a warning, a fire tornado warning, which I believe is the first of its kind ever. So now, Robin, I think we've had what? We've had murder hornets, fire tornadoes. What else have we had? The coronavirus, obviously. What else have we had? There's something else.
Oh, we've got the DNC convention tonight, virtual.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother level. That's the bonus level in Jumanji.
Hey, are you guys going to be watching that?
Do I? I guess I have to, don't I?
Ugh. No, I'll watch it for you. I'll watch it for you.
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be really, really boring. Really, really boring.
You're
lots of virtue signaling.
You're going to be on the Weather Channel watching the
I'd rather watch the fire tornadoes.
Right. What interests you about that? Just the level of destruction, just that it's an odd occurrence. By the way, I saw two rainbows, Miss Grace. Speaking of two rainbows in the same place two nights in a row. That's
double
nuts.
Rainbow, man.
Pot of gold, baby. No, but what interests you?
Oh, just that it's just so bizarre. Like, I don't know if you saw, it was earlier this year, and I mean, it turned out fine, but there was a meteor like headed this way and people were talking about that. There's just been so many crazy things. The murder hornets were another really big thing for a while. I just feel like this year's so flipping bizarre, and it keeps one-upping itself is what it feels like.
So you're going to be hiding under your desk for the rest of the show?
No.
Grace Baker is afraid.
I'm not afraid. It's just crazy. Like, all you can do, you can either cry or you can laugh, and I choose to laugh, so.
Yeah, me too. That's what's great about the two of us, that the glass is always half full, no matter what crazy evil is going on, nutty things in the world. And I think we're not done yet. I think that we could have hurricanes, and they say it's going to be a bad hurricane season.
That too. Oh, and the dust storms? Did you hear about the dust
storms?
I mean, just...
Get the goggles out. Get the goggles out.
Just a full body suit.
You know what? We need to buy one of those Tyvek suits, like, you know, the white, just in case something bad goes down. We don't want to scare the people. We are just having a little fun here on Wake Up Memphis. Do you know the name of the city where the Cheers bar took place, 901-260-5926, where everybody knows your name. 729, and it is time for Todd Starnes and his news and commentary next.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. MyPillow has an incredible offer for listeners of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, the roll-and-go-anywhere pillows. All you got to do, go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Starnes or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. Plus, you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Call 1-800-839-8506 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com, promo code Starnes. There's no doubt that power-hungry lawmakers are taking advantage of the global pandemic. Governors, mayors, even local health departments have suspended many of our constitutional rights. But the health department in Valley County, Montana, may be the most egregious of them all. They sent a flyer to every business in the county the other day telling them not to serve any customers unless they had a pink wristband. That wristband was supposed to signify the person did not have the China virus. Businesses were instructed to call the police if customers did not comply. Now, the good news is there was quite a bit of blowback, so much so the county commission stepped in and rescinded the order. Good for them. There's a lesson here. Given the opportunity, there are some government officials in this country who would willingly take away your constitutional rights. Just ask the good people in Valley County, where Big Sky Country almost became Nazi Germany. I'm Todd Starnes.
Hi, this is Jim Shoemaker. Join me Saturday at 10 a.m. on Talk Money, a financial program designed with you in mind. My guest next week, Kurt Zernowski, Social Security benefits and COVID-19 is his subject. Effie Johnson will be here from the Neighborhood Christian Center, and Scott Jordan is going to talk about things to not do during this time in the investment world. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KWAM 990, FM 107.9 and AM 990, helping you make the most of your money.
Regardless of one's age, there are living heritages, experiences, and memories to share. Be sure to remember elderly family members, friends, and neighbors by helping with chores, shopping, or with a simple visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference in their lives. This message is from your good friends at Allenbrook Healthcare Center at 3933 Allenbrook Cove in Memphis. For the best in care, call 901-795-2444.
Hello, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes. I'm the new owner of KWAM, the Mighty 990, the only locally owned news talk radio station in the Mid-South, and that's something we take pride in. Most of the people you hear on this radio station were born and raised right here in Memphis. That means we're invested from South Haven to Germantown. We go to church with you guys. Our kids go to school together. We cheer for the Memphis Tigers together. News, traffic, and weather, plus some of the greatest talk hosts in the country, right here on the Mighty 990. We're making radio great again.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Since 1979, Brown Refrigeration has provided a high level of dependable service and quality products to customers all over the Mid-South. Their highly qualified staff wants to help you select the comfort system best suited for your home and, most importantly, your budget. Give the team at Brown Refrigeration a call today at 901-362-1881 or visit them online at brownref.com.
From Bell Street to Byhalia, the Mighty 990 has you covered. Traffic, weather, now on the Mighty 990.
Well, good morning. This crash is over to the right-hand side, 240 westbound, near Poplar, between Poplar and Bill Morris. What a nasty wreck earlier this morning there on Rains Road. I'd still avoid that area for a while. On Rains Road between Elvis Presley and Millbridge. Starting to pick up now on I-40 as you make your way past Sycamore View Road. Hey, it's time to get that free estimate from Bartlett's Nursery. Call Sheila today at 382-2521. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Mostly sunny and warm. Temperatures right around 90. North winds will make it comfortable. We'll see temperatures drop into the mid-60s overnight and then hold in the mid and upper 80s with more sunshine tomorrow. Let Green King Spray make your neighbors green with envy by having the best-looking yard in the neighborhood. Green King Spray, 901-831-9466. I'm News Channel 3's Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Of course you want to go where everybody knows your name. Robin Walensky here, Wake Up Memphis on a Monday. If you're just joining us, it is the 17th of the month. Some of the kids going back to school this morning. We've got kids in Germantown, Bartlett, Collierville, Arlington, DeSoto County heading back to class. We're going to check in with our program director, Greg Ratliff, who has two daughters. We're going to talk to him about back to school. But first, Kenny Bozak, our board op, trivia number two.
You hear the Cheers theme? That means it is a Cheers question and a simple one. To win an autographed Todd Starnes book, all you got to do is call and tell us, in what city was the Cheers bar based? Where were they located in the wonderful sitcom Cheers? Just tell us the city at 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Simple as that, we'll set you up with one of Todd Starnes' autographed books.
On the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line here, thank you, Kenny, 736, joining us for Reporter Roundtable, we check in with Chris Barnes, USA Radio Network, out of Washington, D.C. Chris, I know you like to go to a good bar where everybody knows your name. Just don't give away the city.
Where did you hear that? My goodness.
Little birdie told me. You know, I want to talk to you, Mr. Barnes, this morning. I know you've been covering in your newscasts about the Dems tonight, that they are going to be starting, kicking off their virtual convention. But I have to hit this. Conservative Texas Senator Ted Cruz is absolutely blasting the Washington Post. You know, President Trump lost his younger brother, Robert, over the weekend. And right. He's calling the headline sick, the way the WashPo put it out there. He says that the Post should be ashamed of itself for the headline that read, Robert Trump, younger brother of President Trump, who filed lawsuit against niece, dies at 71. It's like, why are you putting in the family dispute in the obit about a guy who had a brain bleed and then he had fallen, had something wrong in his brain, he was on blood thinners, and he passed away? I mean, can we show respect just once in the mainstream media?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I can't imagine how that got approved for a headline. I mean, that could be, you know, the fact that he was, that his name may have been familiar to some people who, you know, maybe don't follow the whole Trump family story. And, you know, maybe at the very, very end of the whole piece about him, they could work in the fact that he was recently involved, you know, but that should be like, you know, his editorial, you know, tenets used to read. You put the important stuff up top, and then that way you can lop off. If it runs too long, you lop it off, you know, from the bottom. And that is not something that should have been up at the top, let alone in a headline.
It should be, you know what should be called, Chris Barnes? It should be the no-go zone. I want to move along to this. So we've got the Dems doing it digitally tonight with the virtual convention. I predict ratings are going to be very, very low. 2 hours a night for four nights of this. No keynote speech. You're going to have 17 keynotes featuring folks like Stacey Abrams, the Democrat, Georgia, who lost to the Republican Governor Brian Kemp. A couple of other names that you don't know. Michelle Obama is going to be up there. But what I find interesting about this is that while this is all going on, you have President Trump in a 180 visiting these swing states in person, the four states, Arizona, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and then the big 1-2, he's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Biden's hometown, while all this DNC stuff going on. Talk about counter-programming, Chris Barnes.
Yeah, and you know, there are presidents that don't, you know, sitting presidents that don't do it that way, or even the parties themselves on occasion have, you know, just said, well, let them have their party and we'll just, you know, try to lay low for a few nights. But yeah, that's certainly not our President Trump. That's not the way he does things. And in fact, it's kind of ironic that tonight the Democratic convention that was supposed to open with 50,000 people in person, which would have been, of course, a big boost in Milwaukee's economy. But instead of, you know, that, they're just going to have a few hundred people there at the Wisconsin Center itself. Meanwhile, less than 100 miles away, President Trump is having that visit. His rally in Oshkosh is tonight. So right around the time they're going to start the DNC, he's going to be firing up a rally just within driving distance away.
Fascinating strategy. Want to get to the election. We're what are we, 77 days out? And this affects every voter here in the city of Memphis. There are reports all across the country that mailboxes are being removed. And we have this new guy, Louis DeJoy, head of the Postal Service, the Postmaster General picked by Trump. Now you've got Nancy Pelosi. You're there in Washington considering cutting the vacation short. Who knew that she was capable of doing that? The all-important vacation to address the Postal Service crisis about, can all these ballots actually get in and can they be delivered in time and read and processed? And the president thinks it's a totally chaotic situation. In the world of Robin Walensky, this is going to be total chaos. I mean, the post office has been run like the DMV. I mean, it's like always for me, even before coronavirus, it's like the last place that I want to go ever is to the DMV or to the post office.
Yeah. I don't think I've been to a post office in, I can't even remember. But anytime I do go, they're so short. Well, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but I mean, you can't go that there's not a line. That it takes forever because they don't have enough people on, and the few sad souls that have to do it in person, whatever it is, get stuck in these lines out the door. So I avoid it. I avoid the DMV. I've seen all these random reports of these mailbox removals coming in. So obviously it's happening. I know it hasn't been witnessed anywhere here in the immediate nation's capital area.
Interesting. And before I let you go, our question of the day, and by the way, if you do happen to spot a mailbox being removed and hauled off, I want to see video. Robin at kwamradio.com, R-O-B-Y-N at kwamradio.com. In our remaining 30 seconds here, Mr. Barnes, we've had all this violence here in Memphis over the weekend, more than a dozen people shot, five killed, a dad was sitting on his chair, in his chair, and his 24-year-old son just shoots him, admits that he did it. We have all of this callous crime, violence, firefighter cars here in Memphis being broken into. These firefighter guys, men and women, they work 24-hour shift. You want to go home and get some rest. They're the heroes of our city, responding to every call, and now you're breaking into their cars. Violence all across the country. Do you, Chris Barnes, think that we have become numb to the escalation?
Well, you know, I know as somebody who's delivering this news and every day for, 80 or 90 straight days, there are more than one story. There's more than one story in the stack about the previous night's incidents around the country. And so I know as a journalist, I have trouble sorting it all out. And almost I don't have much time in radio news to bring you all the details about every one of the incidents. So I'm always stuck with which ones do I report. But I gotta figure as I'm doing that there are people that are just like, you know, they hear the same reports every day. And I think people do get numb to such things. I certainly do. I mean, there was more trouble in Chicago over the weekend. And I'm sure a lot of people were like, oh, another night in Chicago.
It's a terrible situation. Chris Barnes, we so appreciate you and all the news you cover. We will have you back for another fun time. Reporter Roundtable next Monday. You have a terrific week in the nation's capital. Chris Barnes, everybody, USA Radio, where everybody knows his name. Chris, thanks. 7:44 here on Wake Up Memphis. Let's hit line two now, and we actually have someone who thinks they know the answer to the trivia. Mark from South Haven. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hey, gotta be Boston.
Say again, dear.
I said it has to be Boston.
Oh yeah, Boston. You got it, my friend. What was your favorite part of the show? Besides the theme song?
Everything. I loved all of it. Rerunned it on Netflix about 5 times. And I've got Netflix. I love the whole thing.
You know what? It was so fun to laugh, Mark. It was so fun to laugh. I think we need to continue laughing, even though we've got this coronavirus going on and the shootings going on and a back to school today that looks totally different than it's ever looked. I think that watching the reruns of Cheers and other funny shows like Seinfeld, I mean, that's the way to go, right? How else do we survive all this?
Mind-numbless entertainment.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Mark from South Haven, thank you so much. You have a great day, sir. And thank you for listening to Wake Up Memphis. At 7:46, we've got Lou Dobbs for you. And then the Wake Up team. You don't want to miss it. Coming up next.
Hey, Memphis. It's Jesse Kelly. And you can hear my show, The Jesse Kelly Show, coming up next right here on the Mighty 990.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Democrats kick off their national convention as investors worry. AMC offering 15-cent movies this week. Industrial production up 3%. Those stories next.
Audiences everywhere are saying Uncle Tom is a must-see movie.
Uncle Tom was amazing, simply brilliant.
Uncle Tom's the finest, most thought-provoking documentary I've ever seen.
Oh my God, what an amazing movie.
Every American needs to watch your film.
It doesn't matter if you're left, right, or center, it's a great movie.
It's just absolutely wonderful.
An eye-opening masterpiece of the real history of America.
I am blown away.
Breathtaking. I sat here with tears rolling down my face through most of this movie. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much for doing this.
Uncle Tom is one of the most important documentaries of our time.
I highly recommend everyone get it. I wish I could figure out a way to get everybody to watch it.
Purchase now at UncleTom.com. Use promo code ERIC for 20% off.
I think that you may save America with this movie.
UncleTom.com.
The fall election season kicks into high gear today. Democrats open their first virtual national convention online and formally nominate Joe Biden as their fall candidate for president. Elections are looming in the minds of investors and Wall Street, expecting some people may adjust their investments with an eye on the outcome in November. When AMC Theaters finally reopens after the China virus shut down this Thursday, the chain will offer 15-cent admission on opening day as they celebrate their 100th year in business, with a 15-cent price that patrons paid back in 1920. Industry continues to regain ground as industrial production last month climbed 3%, and factory output rose 3.4% as production of cars and trucks rose. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
These are some weird times. I hope you're tuning into the Armstrong and Getty Show every weekday.
How does this sound? All the news you need about the coronavirus and the lockdowns and the social distancing and the science and the politics, plus some good American sarcasm about all the dumb stuff that's happening.
Yeah, real life mixed with the economics and the virus itself on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty, starting Monday, August 31st, right here on the Mighty 990.
Regardless of one's age, there are living heritages, experiences, and memories to share.
Be sure to remember elderly family members, friends, and neighbors by helping with chores, shopping, or with a simple visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference in their lives. This message is from your good friends at Allenbrook Healthcare Center at 3933 Allenbrook Cove in Memphis. For the best in care, call 901-795-2444.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Hello, I'm Bishop Terry Stipe, Bishop of Memphis in Tennessee, and I invite you to join us each week for the Catholic Cafe.
And I'm your host, Deacon Jeff, here to tell you about the wonderful sponsors that make the Catholic Cafe possible. Southern Eye Associates meets nearly every medical and surgical eye care need on the web at southerneyememphis.com. Listen to a full hour of the Catholic Cafe, Sundays starting at 10 a.m., right here at KWAM, the voice of Memphis.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. 7:50, if you're getting the kids off to school this morning. We have schools in DeSoto County heading back, along with school districts in Arlington, Collierville, Germantown, and Bartlett. And it's a combo platter of the hybrid plan of in-classroom and virtual learning. For example, in Germantown, we're told that the school lunch today is going to be inside the classroom with a social distance plan for your child to eat. Joining me in studio, Greg Ratliff, our program director, who has twin daughters. Greg, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
So where are you and your other half on the schools, and how are you dealing with it in the Ratliff home?
It's going to be a bit of a change, but I think overall we're going to be fine. It's just the time frame every morning is going to be pretty similar. Just going to be quite a bit different. Instead of sending them out the door to school every day, they're going to be sitting at the kitchen table. But, I mean, we're adjusting to it pretty well. The kids are going to probably have a bit of an adjustment, but I think they'll handle it all right.
Well, that's good. I mean, I know that you've thought this through because you didn't want your children to be exposed to other kids and then bring the germs back to the parents and the grandparents. So you have a unique situation where you have elderly relatives that they're in contact with, and you don't want anyone to get sick. And so that's what works in your home. And I think there's plenty of people here in the Memphis and surrounding area listening to the show that are right there with the Ratliffs.
Yeah, and if I'm not going to hold it against people if they want to send their kids to back to public school, go right on ahead. Like, if you're in one of the districts around us that's doing in-person learning, go right ahead. If you want to send your kids to school, go ahead. If you want to keep them home, go ahead and do that. I mean, it's every parent has that right, I think, to decide exactly what their kids are going to do. And I'm glad some of the districts around us are also having the foresight to say, if you want to keep your kids home, go ahead. Or if... But if you need to bring them here because of work or whatever the case may be, you can do that too. So I think it's good that around our area, at least, it seems like parents have had somewhat of a choice as to what they could do with their kids.
Well, I, for one, I was one of those kids that used to love the first day of school. I had a brand spanking new lunchbox with a matching thermos. And my brother and I would go, you know, to the local store with my mom and dad, and we'd shop for back to school, and I'd have my new little outfit on, and I would be all ready to see my friends. But it's not that way for the kids that are at home virtual. I mean, the big thing has been to check the internet speed to make sure that the kids can log on and see the teacher, right? There's no matching lunchbox and new outfit because the stores have been closed. You can't even try anything on in a dressing room anymore because of Corona.
It's so much different for my kids than it was for me, because when I was growing up, where I lived in Illinois, we didn't wear uniforms at school. We could wear whatever we wanted. We had to fit into a dress code, but we could wear whatever we want. So my kids, they wear a uniform. So the only really individual thing is the book bag, the lunchbox, and their shoes. So,
right?
So last year we made sure they had the most amazing shoes, and they had the whatever book bags and stuff they wanted. But me, when I was growing up, it was so anxiety-inducing to go back to school because it was had to make sure you had the best, the right shoes and the right shirt and the right pants or shorts. Or, it, I mean, there was a year I can distinctly remember that, like a week before school, I made myself physically ill. I was so anxious about school starting.
And you just wanted to look hot and impress all the girls.
I wanted to be the coolest looking kid on the first day of school. And oh gosh, and looking back at how I looked, I was not the coolest looking kid.
We should all find those pictures from the Ratliff Walensky archives and post it. And what about you, Kenny and Grace? What do you guys remember? Greg had anxiety, but he wanted to like look cool. Kenny, what about you? Grace, what about you? What are your memories? I just like the lunchbox.
You know, it's funny. I've never had a lunchbox in my life because I always went to a school where we were served lunch in the cafeteria. And so I've never owned a lunchbox in my life. I promise. Never had one.
Well, did you have anxiety? Did you just real quick, Kenny, did you have anxiety like on the first day or
not? A little bit, but like I mentioned earlier, it's like you see it as the end of summer, and that's kind of a downer. But on the other hand, you get to see all your friends that you haven't seen in basically 3 months. So it was kind of a mixed bag. But
what about you, Miss Grace?
Well, Robin, my cafeteria was my mother's kitchen because I was homeschooled. So I'm looking at all you kids like, now you're one of us. Welcome to the club. Now everybody's a homeschooler. So
that's true.
I never minded starting back school. I never minded school. I kind of miss it. I loved going to college. I loved college. And I was really bummed when my whole last semester got, you know, I feel like I didn't get my proper goodbyes to everything. I loved campus. That's one of my happy places, is just being on campus.
Oh, that's
outside.
Cool.
Outside.
And let me ask you this, Grace. Was your mom, with the homeschooling, and I think that this is an important nugget that you raise, did mom do the lunch like every day, noon, the bell went off? Was she real organized with you guys in the homeschooling? Because I think that the more structure that the parents impose this fall semester for the kids that are home, the better it's going to be for the children.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we didn't, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, at 12:30 every day, we always ate lunch. But like as I was leaving my house this morning, I looked and saw my mom had, you know, a schedule out for the youngest one for, you know, at this time they're doing history, at this time they're doing math, at this time they're doing science. I mean, she is like got a regimen. She is super involved, super duper.
And how
involved.
Old is the little guy in your house?
Oh, the youngest one's 6. And the other one's little. 14.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So she took him out of, he was going to go to public school, but, you know, with how weird everything was, she's like, what kind of an environment is that for kindergartners? So she just kept him home, wanted to have control over it.
It's going to be very interesting to hear the reports from all the different school districts that are back today, how this goes. And I know that a lot of work has gone into this. Shelby County, we've had Jerrica on the show, the spokesperson. And it's going to be very interesting to hear and check in with DeSoto and some of the, in Germantown and some of these, all the different areas. We want to know how it's going. Hopefully people will call the show tomorrow and check in with us at 901-260-5926. Quickly, a round robin on how your weekend was. I will start it off by saying that I hit 10,000 steps, everybody, 2 days in a row. Kenny thinks that I'm secretly training for the 2021 Olympics. I guarantee you, everybody, I will not be in the Olympics. Kenny, your
not
weekend.
Not with that attitude you want, Robin. Come on.
How far did you walk this weekend, Greg?
From my car to the house and then back into the radio station a couple times and then
to the refrigerator to get a snack.
To the refrigerator, yeah. That's about the extent of my exercise.
That was your weekend. Yeah. Kenny's over there at the Kenny compound unpacking boxes.
Still.
Kenny's unpacking
Still.
Boxes.
Yeah.
Still. And
Miss Grace,
what
do
you
do?
Yeah, hire someone. And Miss Grace, what are you dreaming of wedding bands? What is your story? What did you do all weekend?
Well, we went to the jewelry store Saturday and looked at some wedding bands. Otherwise, did some reading, hung out with some friends. got some errands done, that kind of thing. Pretty uneventful.
He made a mistake in this whole process. He could have got you the engagement ring and the wedding band at the same time. That's what I did.
Oh, see, that's
I got the wedding band sitting in a drawer at home in the box and everything ready to go.
There you go. We did go to the
organization. That's why he's the program director, because he's organized.
Yes.
Guys, it has been a great Monday show here on Wake Up Memphis. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. is our special time to together with the Wake Up team, chiming in on all your local live Memphis news and taking your calls. 901-260-5926. We've got the DNC tonight, President Trump. We're going to be watching, and I'll have all the sound for you tomorrow, and we're going to be checking in to see how the first day of school went for everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow on a Tuesday. Have a great day.